guys, welcome to The Things I Do For Love, a brief Game of Thrones card game podcast. Okay, welcome back to another episode of The Things I Do For Love. This time, we are taking a quick look about some of our local efforts here in the Springfield, Missouri play group to expand that, to draw in some new players. We worked on this pretty hard here while the TV show was running, so we wanted to talk a little bit about what we did and how it went. And this time I brought one of my cohorts from the local area. You may have heard him fairly recently on The White Book. Caleb, why don't you say hello and give yourself a brief introduction?
Hi, I'm Caleb. I've been playing the Game of Thrones card game for about 6 years now. Actually, Will is one of the people who helped me get into it. I am also doing a podcast called Mediocre Gamers, and we have a subcast called WTFFG, where we talk
about that game. Name.
Right? It was perfect. And we actually talked about Game of Thrones on there. We did our episode zero last week, and we're going to be talking about Thrones, Arkham Horror, and Legend of the Five Rings that's coming up. But we are also going to be at Springfield Game this year, and we're going to be demoing Thrones and L5R. So if you weren't able to make it to one of our demo days that we had at Metagames Unlimited, come see us at Game. We're going to be there all 3 days.
Caleb was one of my co-demoers. And let's see, you only made it for the first day, and you were my demoing partner for the first day, right?
I was there both days, but okay. I only really got to help demo the first day because we had almost our whole meta was up there the second demo day, and there were just a lot of pickup games, and new players were coming in and kind of filtering in and out, so I was getting caught like mid-game with one of my buddies when a new player would show up, but we had a lot of people helping on that second day. It was really great, and
yeah,
tons of people playing.
It was
oh my god!
Great turnout. No, and we had that last day, or sorry, the second day, because we did two demo days. We scheduled the first one the week before Gen Con. We took a week off. Then the second one was scheduled the week after Gen Con, which also turned out to be the Game of Thrones season finale weekend, which I think was probably a decent boost. A lot of fun.
I mean, having it the week before Gen Con, the week after Gen Con, and having it for the season finale, it was kind of the perfect storm for scheduling. Like, you got to hit every nail. And
well, and you're almost skipping one, because on that middle week when I was at Gen Con, you ran an event there locally at the store, right?
Yes, and we actually had three or four people that we demoed with. The first day actually showed up at the tournament. So it turned out great. Like, just the week before, just learning the game, people came back to see a tournament.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think that this is one of the most organized, best setups we've had so far. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to break down what the rest of our setup was here real quick, and then turn back to Caleb for a little more feedback on how things went when he was actually running the games and talking to people. So we've already said we wound up doing 2 weeks. We did an event in the middle. We actually also then wound up doing an event the week after the second demo day. So we started advertising at the store, Metagames Unlimited. I believe it was 2 weeks. It may have been 3 weeks prior to the first demo day. Printed up a flyer with a little bit of art. Told people, hey, we're going to be doing demos these 2 days. We're going to run from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. They were both Saturdays. We put up a flyer up at the front of the store, right there where the chapter packs and the core sets and such are actually sold. And then there's a community kind of billboard in the back where folks, you know, post that they're looking for a D&D group or, you know, wanting to find someone to play Yu-Gi-Oh! With or whatever. We posted another copy of the same flyer back there. And here's kind of the kicker with the flyers. It also noted that anybody that came down to play and learn the game was going to get free cards, was going to get a free demo deck. So
that's how you do it. Like, you bait them in with free things.
Yeah, exactly. I really think that giving folks free items just ups their interest so much more. And when you're giving them these basically half-size demo decks, we did 35-card decks and five plots, you know, they've already got something. They have a physical, tangible draw that they can keep looking at and thinking about that's sitting there staring at them, so to speak. Plus, we felt that, you know, whatever house those were based on, they'd have a pretty solid start on a full-size deck for that house if they bought even just one core set to go with it.
And that was really showcased because that first demo day that we had, I mean, we only had, we had seven people that first demo day, and Metagame sold out of core sets that day. And they sold a whole bunch of chapter packs. I remember when we were leaving that first day, two people were up there buying three or four chapter packs. So,
oh, that's awesome.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was huge and made it worth Metagame's while because they worked with us to get this accomplished because, you know, turns out all of those cards are not super cheap whenever you're giving them away and trying to get people hooked. So we actually did, I guess, three steps in this. I talked to everybody in the meta and kind of found out who was willing to chip in on this particular project. A couple folks were willing to chip in a pretty significant amount and several others a, let's say, reasonable amount, not wanting to throw anybody under the bus, but just pointing out not everybody contributed the same amount to this. It was kind of as you were able. So we pulled that money, and actually Metagames had a big summer sale where all of their LCG stuff was 50% off. You know, it was kind of helping to move back stock of some other games like Netrunner, but Thrones was also lumped into that. So we actually bought, I think it was six chapter packs out of the White Book Buying Guide starter packs. And then we bought two core sets. Metagames donated another two core sets. So we had a lot to build with, which was a huge boon to start things out. And I think it paid off for Metagames in the end. The decks in general, we did two for each house. As I said, 35 cards and a five-card plot deck. Tried to make sure things were broken up, different resets and different decks, a Valor here, a Wildfire there, a Varus there, and tried to theme them. They were not all exactly the same. So, you know, for the Targaryens, for instance, one deck was Dany and her dragons. One deck was the Dothraki Horde. You know, for another, say Lannister, one was the twins that was kind of featuring Cersei and Jaime, while the other was Hand of the King. So it was featuring Tyrion and Tywin. And I tried not to put more than two of any non-resource card in those decks. But still, you know, kind of provide a broad range of stuff to show it off to folks. And then we sat down to kind of teach people. So how did that go for you, Caleb?
First off, I actually have to give you mad props on making those decks and theming them that way, because not only did everybody get a completely different feel for the game based on the deck that they played, but they were so thematically appropriate to what you were trying to do. So, like, with the Twins deck, it played in a very specific way, and the Hand of the King deck was a very specific playstyle. But I have to say, I actually had fun playing those decks, like, while I was teaching people how to play, because they were well-made. You know, you had the resources, you had the the big characters, but you had enough stuff inside the decks where you're always busy doing something. It wasn't, I'm doing a mad dash to get Daenerys out, or, oh, I got Tywin out, so I win. It was a lot of touch and go. But it was really great. Everybody was very receptive to the game. It was fun meeting new people from the area who were interested in Thrones. We got to talk a lot of Thrones, from books to the show to the game, of course. And everybody just had a great time. It was fun teaching them. It was fun kind of getting their insights on like what houses they liked and what characters they liked, and seeing their different play styles of going, oh no, I want to play Night's Watch because I want to defend the wall, or I want to play, you know, the Jaime and Cersei deck because of all the intrigue and backstabbing. And it was just great.
I think that was one thing that folks really liked, the way those decks were built. We could sit down and ask people, okay, hey, have you read the books or watched the show? Either or, you know, who's your favorite character? Okay, Tyrion's your favorite character? Here's a deck where Tyrion's one of the stars. Or, you know, whatever it might be. Few folks we had to ask for their second favorite character because we only had so many decks to go around.
Because but it's only one Tyrion deck? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it invested people right off the bat, which I thought was important.
Yeah, that was... I absolutely loved that aspect. You know, there were 16 decks, two for each house, and by the end of the second day, we had given out 14 of those 16 decks. That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. And since then, we've had, I think four of those people we demoed to come back physically to play more, and another probably four of them have joined the Valor Midwest's Facebook group for our local play group. So I think that's been really good. One thing I kind of skipped over, I realized I should also say, we also advertised it on Facebook. I put a little money into some Facebook ads for the Facebook events that we set up for this. And so I targeted the town we're in, Springfield, Missouri, and the surrounding kind of metro area, suburby, smaller towns, and anyone that liked, say, Game of Thrones or Song of Ice and Fire or George R. R. Martin, you know, Tyrion, Emilia Clarke, you know, some of those kind of common key characters, phrases, actors and such, so that it would really hopefully draw their attention. I think we definitely pulled in more people because of that. And I think I only put $20 into that, if I remember right, but it was just another way to get it in front of people.
And it worked. I mean, I remember you sharing the post of the interactions with that ad that you put up, and it was astounding.
Yeah, I think it turned out to be really worthwhile. So that's something I would advocate to people. Don't be afraid to kind of target stuff. It's kind of nebulous to really quantify how many people come from it unless you just specifically ask them. As they come in, and I don't know, that feels kind of like hounding them, but I thought it was worthwhile. During the demo process, Caleb, what would you say was your most important kind of focus, tip, or takeaway from actually demoing?
That's kind of tough, because it was, when it comes to demoing, I feel like you have to really gauge the person sitting across from you, because everybody learns differently. So there was one guy that I demoed with, and he was a huge Game of Thrones fan. He's actually a local librarian, just like I am, and so we got to chat a little bit about that. So he was a big fan of the books, but he learned by doing rather than telling. And there was another person that I demoed with that learned better by telling than doing. So you really just have to gauge that person and really kind of work with them on what works best for them. And going into too much detail is going to bore them. You know, rushing ahead through gameplay is going to overwhelm them. So it really was about dialing everything back, because, you know, we play in tournaments a lot. You know, we play semi-competitively. But it really is a whole different aspect of the game when you sit down with somebody who's completely fresh and has no idea what's going on, and you're actually teaching them all of these complicated rules, but you have to also do it in a fun and interactive way. And I found that the best way for me to do that was really just talking with them and letting them know, hey, you know, this would be a great move right now because I'm wide open. But really leaving it in their hands, saying, this is a great option, but you can also do this or this or this. So I'm going to let you decide on that, and then we'll go from there. And it went over great, because they were going, oh, that is a great idea, I didn't even see that. Or they're going, ah, but what if I do this? And just seeing the wheels turning in their heads, and these people grasping these complex strategies, coming into this game completely fresh, it was really cool to see that they were getting immersed in the game, they were really attached to the characters, they were attached to how fun the mechanics were of it, of, you know, oh, what if, you know, what if my favorite character dies? Oh, well, I've got a duplicate. What does that do for me? Oh, well, you can discard it to save them. Oh, that's awesome! So I don't have to worry so much about losing this guy that I've invested so much in. And that was really kind of refreshing, coming from playing in tournaments and then seeing these new players really just diving into this game and getting attached to it right off the bat.
Yeah, I think those are awesome tips. I know we're kind of running long for a usual episode here, so I'm just going to wrap with a very brief thought from me on demoing. The biggest tip that I can give anybody is let the demoer win. However much you may want to do stuff or see neat things you can do, don't win.
I wasn't going to throw that one out there, because I always thought that was kind of the trade secret of, you know, when you demo a game, you always let them win. But it is true. It is true. You never win when you're demoing. You always let them win. But I will tell you that the people I demoed with made it difficult. Like they put me in my place a lot of the time, and I was so thrilled, because, you know, usually you're like holding back a lot, and with a lot of the people that we played with, it wasn't the case. I mean, they kicked the crap out of me.
Well, there you go, folks. That's demoing in a nutshell. Caleb, thanks for joining me this week.
Absolutely, anytime. The book of 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 the book of